But it is the natural state. You know, when you're in deep sleep, you don't have any intention, not even to keep sleeping. You just
That's
do.
Why I keep waking up.
Right? You wake up without intention even, right? And then as soon as the I thought comes back, that's all the I thought is a mass of intentions. Is, oop, I'm late, I got to go, I got to do this, got to do that, right? So the I thought is the problem. But when you realize you are not the I thought, and that your real self is the one you left in deep sleep, and the I thought got up, but your real self is still in sleep and very blissful and doesn't want to be disturbed, you can say, okay, ego, you go back to sleep, let me take over, and the intentionless presence that is simply spontaneously, effortlessly, enabling the body to act in accord with the intelligence of the Tao will function. But it takes tremendous practice, and of course it's very subtle to be in that state where you realize you're not the I thought and you don't let it interrupt this intentionless presence in which the world unfolds without you being the doer, because there is no sense of a separate I. What the mind, and this is what we are attempting to do in meditation and should be practicing rigorously, the mind is a mirror, okay? It's a reflection, and it contains the world in its reflection, but it doesn't interfere. The mirror doesn't say to something reflected in it, oh, you're ugly, or you're beautiful, or I want this reflection, not that one. No, it accepts whatever appears and disappears, doesn't make any difference. So the more we can be in that state of total mirror purity, of acceptance of whatever comes and goes without trying to hold on to anything or get rid of anything, then everything will happen as the Tao intends it without our having to intend it. Okay? But easier to say than to accomplish, because it's a non-accomplishment. It is simply the freedom from the I thought. And that is what has to be understood as the true reality that you are now. You are already liberated. Not that you have to attain that by intention either, because you can't. And so it's that paradox that will ultimately bring us to bliss. Okay, thank you.